Last game of a four-game series, the Marlins and Nationals from Washington. Bryce Harper getting himself ready. In the top of the third, he would admire this shot from Giancarlo Stanton.
Outfield is straight away and deep against Stanton. There goes the runner. The 1-1 pitch is hit high in the air to left. Back goes Adam Lind at the wall. Goodbye! Giancarlo with his 39th of the season. And the Marlins grab a 2-0 lead in the top of the third.
The pitch. Grounded past Gordon out into right field and a base hit and a run batted in for Brian Goodwin. And the Nationals are on the scoreboard. It's a 2-1 game. Harper stands in and Straley delivers. And Harper swings and drives a ball hard and deep to right. This is going to be off the top of the wall. The game is tied and Harper's in at second with a double.
1-0 pitch to Goodwin is hit high and deep to right toward the corner. Stanton back at the wall, and Goodwin has given the Nationals the lead in the eighth. A solo home run, his 13th of the season. And the Nats lead it for the first time all night, 3-2.
Gordon on the year hitting 270 against lefties. Here's the 2-2. A swing and a line drive down the left field line. Diving for it is the left fielder Stevenson. He made a wonderful layout diving catch to end the ball game.
What a finish as the Nationals close out the Marlins 3-2, and they take 3 out of 4 from Miami to close out the series. Ryan Madsen wins. He's 2-0, throwing a scoreless inning. The Marlins get an early 2-0 lead, but can't hang on as they fall 3-2 to Washington in the series finale. After the game, here's Miami manager Don Mattingly.
Really, actually, fairly good game, other than just for me. Just little stuff that, you know, missing signs, signals, little things that you see that end up hurting us at the end.
Australians, you know, cruising those first 5 innings and then kind of unraveled a little bit in the sixth. I mean, what did you see there in the sixth?
No, just the leadoff hit down the line. Still throwing the ball okay. Really, we just made the mistake and we missed a sign with Harper. We don't want to pitch to Harper. We're trying not to pitch to Zimmerman either, actually. We had a back pick on, and we, instead of throwing the back pick, we throw a pitch. And so that cost us, basically. We had to go after Zimmerman there instead of Harper, but we end up going after the wrong guy.
But you said you didn't want to pitch to Zimmerman either?
No, I'm trying to pick that guy off before we have to pitch to either one of them. But the play, what was supposed to happen was supposed to back pick that guy, and if you don't get it, then we just walk Harper, and then we go after Zimmerman.
Bad location by Tozawa to Gordon there, or what?
I haven't seen the, I'm not sure what he was trying to do there, but obviously he ended up in a bad location.
Yeah. Was D.O.K. After his caught stealing, he seemed to be shaking his hand out a bit?
Yeah, I think the umpire stepped on his hand.
Okay.
It wasn't. I was worried about the jam, too, but I think Manny just got his, as he went across, Manny was on the backside over there.
He's okay. I've never really seen that before. Was the ump closer than normal on that play?
I'm not sure. It just kind of as he went through, I'm not sure. I don't know. But he's okay.
Dan Straley started for the Marlins. He's no decisioned, lasting 5 2/3, giving up 4 hits, 2 runs, walking 1, and striking out 2. Here's Straley on his performance.
We all missed it. We all missed it. It was a miscommunication. It was something that I'd realized I thought it was a different sign the entire season. So I'm lucky that the other times I've done it, I haven't missed it. And it's frustrating to miss a sign like that and miss the sign and then miss the location on the pitch. Just miss both.
Friday, the Nationals host the Giants, while the Marlins start a home series with the Rockies.